There was hardly a single person who thought that Henry Charles Renault would win the 13th running of the Boston Marathon in 1909. He was just 19 years old, a son of French-Canadian immigrants who worked in the Nashua Mills. And his great-grandson, Brett Meisenor, says he had only started running 7 months earlier.
His father urged him to run only about 2 weeks before the race. Henry had begun running the September before and won the first race he ever ran. And he entered the Boston Marathon and ended up outrunning some of the world's best Olympic runners.
The morning of April 19, 1909, Henry joined 163 other runners at the starting line. By the noontime start, reports say, the temperature had reached 97 degrees. Half would drop out of that race. 26 were hospitalized. But Meisenor says that it was his great-grandfather's time as a weaver in the oppressively hot Nashua Mills that helped him tough out the conditions.
Local newspapers at the time said that in Framingham, he was in 53rd place, moved up 28th place halfway through the race, and was in third place by mile 24, and from there took the lead.
He ended up winning in 2 hours, 53 minutes, and 36 seconds, 4 minutes faster than second place.
He said that when he saw his father at the finish line, his heart was full of joy, and he ran as hard as he could and felt like he could run 10 more miles. I believe that Henry won the race because he knew he could never give up. I think that the encouragement of his father and from his teammates gave him a strong belief in himself.
Renault came back the pride of Nashua and became a local celebrity. He excelled in other sports and even starred in a silent film called The Romance of Nashua.
Yeah, here's the movie that they had done. One of the captions is Renault stops bomb explosion. Here on action at Colonel Stewart's house. This is a picture of
John Renault, the grandson of Henry, flips through a scrapbook that shows article after article of his grandfather's athletic accomplishments.
Well, this one, an American championship to be decided in Nashua Saturday, August 14th. Henry Renault, amateur champion of America versus Robert A. Flower.
But after a while, you see that the celebrity fades. Renault served in World War I, and when he returned 2 years later, John Renault says he was a changed man.
The war took its toll on him. Physically, he wasn't the strapping young man that he was when he won the Boston Marathon. He was frail and never really quite got his health back. He always looked older than what he was. His face was deeply wrinkled.
After the war, a traveling sports exhibition borrowed his 1909 winner's wreath and cup. His prizes were never seen again. He had a family, worked in real estate, and ran for alderman in Nashua. Then in 1957, Henry Renault was struck and killed by a drunk driver. Today, family members have been working to find a way to have Henry Renault remembered.
Nothing was ever done. I mean, you just would have thought that maybe we named a ball field after him or a track at one of the schools. Kind of makes me sad, really. You know, if I had some money to spend, I always thought that I would have a statue of Pepe made, like where he's crossing the finish line, and offer it to the city of Nashua if they would put it somewhere. But that's a lot of money, and money I don't have.
But in 2009, the Gate City Striders, a Nashua running club, established the Henry Renault Memorial New Hampshire Marathons Award, given to the top Granite State male and female finishers of the Boston Marathon. It's a good start, says Kathy Meisenor, wife of great-grandson Brett. But the family still hopes for something bigger down the road, like a statue or a local track named after their famous patriarch, who over 100 years ago became the dark horse who put New Hampshire on the running map.
It's somebody everybody can relate to, the underdog that won the Boston Marathon in 97 degree heat, a Franco-American kid teased and taunted by folks that didn't like Franco-Americans. I think it's a good story all the way around, something everybody from any race, color, creed, or age can be proud of.
For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Keith Shields.